This is the tax update for the week beginning 21st January. And the media and political commentary on tackling tax avoidance continues. I was interested to read an essay by Ed Balls, which I have quoted in the accompanying notes, and also provided the usual links should you wish it to read it in full. But in essence, Mr. Balls is suggesting that some companies abuse the system, arranging their international affairs in such a way that profits are recognised in tax havens. The disappointing thing about tax avoidance and the debate is how facile and ill-informed it is, and making sweeping generalities about what the effective rate of a company's corporation tax should be doesn't really add to the debate that much. Taxation is a cost to many businesses and it needs to be managed sensibly. In fact, business is not helped by the constant change that we face in our tax rules, and this year's finance bill contains over 1,000 pages of legislation, and just last week the government added another tranche of legislation dealing with such good things as helping trusts for vulnerable people. But nonetheless, the legislation is quite inappropriate for a self-assessment regime. And more importantly, if people who consider themselves fairly expert in tax acknowledge that it's difficult, think of the poor revenue staff who are facing constant reductions in their staff number and, unfortunately, in many instances, a loss of the well-trained staff, leaving staff in the call centres who may not be as well-trained as they would like to be. Successive governments have failed in addressing the tax issue, and it is a source of concern because they state that they want to make the UK an attractive place in which to do business, but fail to recognise that Luxembourg, for example, taxes downloadable books and videos at 3%, whereas here in the UK, high street shops like Blockbusters and VAT have VAT at 20%, and they seem to be losing the competition. So I think it's time we sat down and had a mature debate and decided what is a sensible tax regime and what is a proper policy to take it forward. Because sadly, although the current government stated it proposed a sensible strategy and policy for taxation, the evidence is its rhetoric and its actions were two different things. The case of Grant Bowman concerned an individual who used another person to facilitate an introduction and the obtaining of a contract. Now, normally, obtaining or losing a contract is a matter that will be in revenue account, but in this case, the contract was for cleaning services and it provided an income stream that was substantially in excess of his existing turnover. In other words, what was being acquired was much bigger than the existing business. Actually, the contract failed. He didn't manage to get it. But the issue was whether he was entitled to deduct in his profit and loss computation for tax purposes a consultancy payment of £11,000, which HMRC were arguing was capital. And, of course, the taxpayer was arguing it was revenue. Now, this is a small taxpayer liable, if he had won his case, to tax of £234, and if he lost his case, it whacks on another £4,618. He made the payments to a Mr. Asghari as a single payment of 3% of the total contract value for the assistance that Mr. Asghari gave in negotiating and winning the contract, and a fee of £2,000. The argument was about whether this payment was capital or revenue. If it's capital, it's disallowed by Section 33, ETOIA 2005. So the tribunal looks at the facts surrounding the payment, remembering it was abortive, but took the view it was with a view to obtaining a substantial capital asset being the benefit of this contract, and therefore it was capital, not allowable, and so the profit was increased. The taxpayer had a secondary argument, arguing that capital allowances should be available, but that was doomed to fail because these were never something that was going to be used as a tool of the trade. Just a reminder, 31st January is approaching, and just a reminder that some people will have got compensation as a result of the PPI insurance compensation, which often includes taxable interest and may need to be declared. HMRC have also announced a settlement opportunity for those people who went into the film partnership loss relief claims, augmenting the investment they made using loans to artificially inflate the loss. And HMRC are saying they'll give loss relief on the cash that the individual injected, but not in any excess. They've also announced a similar opportunity for those claiming loss relief against other income on partnership losses arising in other circumstances. There's links to get the detail of this. And finally, HMRC have announced a campaign to bring VAT filing up to date. Nobody likes to pay VAT, but if you're registered for VAT, then HMRC know all about you. And if you haven't filed and you're delaying, this is an opportunity to get up to date. Because HMRC know about you, and in their announcement they make it quite clear that people affected have got until the 28th of February to take advantage of this campaign. Thanks very much for listening.